It's the Lakeland Television Playhouse, brought to you each week on the station by Lakeland Auto and Marine. Tonight, Ward Barhoots and Marion Schlum star in Long Road to Catawba, with music by Hitch Mitchell and his five-piece quartet.
Gee, Billy, that exhaust manifold isn't gonna clean itself.
Pipe down, you. Cleaning is for sissies.
Well, I say you're crackers. Look here. I removed the carbon buildup with this wire brush from my mom's makeup table. Now I'll pour on a bunch of chemical cleaner I found at the dump.
Yeah, all right. I see ya. So what?
Then you gotta use block-off plates, rubber expansion plugs, or properly sized caps to seal the cylinder head ports and outlet flange.
Okay. I guess you're not such a squirt after all.
Rich, delicious milkshakes that your entire family will love. So let's get started. First, you'll need to secure the milk of at least 3 alpine goats.
And as you know, Chuck, it's quicksand season around these parts, so we've already lost 3 employees and a wheelbarrow.
Oh no, not a wheelbarrow.
Yep, it was a good one too.
I used to be irritable and out of sorts, a square peg in a triangular hole, a real wet blanket. Then my clergyman said the problem might be under my hood, and he was right. Turns out I just needed to have my cylinders bored.
So once this low-pressure system moves in, you're going to wish you'd never been born. We'll get up to 17 inches of rain this weekend, and there's a 40% chance of razor-sharp metal shards falling from the sky. So make sure Grandpa's in the house.
And that, kids, is how the federal government works.
See, I tried to bleed the brakes myself, but then Jed told me I probably shouldn't do that on account of he was still driving the truck.
Uh-huh. Good advice.
So, we just pulled into Lakeland Auto and Marine. Their website's missing a bunch of pictures, but we decided to overlook that.
Sure.
Notice how I'm applying the lipstick about half an inch outside of my actual lips. That creates the illusion that I have a big fat mouth, which can really psych out your opponent when you're a competitive eater.
And on the lighter side, local business owner Chris Hammond was hit in the face with more than 300 coconut cream pies today. And no, it was in part of a fundraiser. Turns out area residents have been wanting to throw pies at Hammond for a long time, and they all decided independently that today was the day.
What are the odds of that, huh?
I guess they'd all just had enough. That's the news for now.
Tonight, on Hollywood Classics, Chester Flint and Maude Crumble lead an all-star cast in the great American Western, Gunshot to the Spleen.
You haven't the faintest idea of what I'm going through. Hello? Yes, this is Margaret. What? But you promised. You said 30 minutes. Very well, but please hurry. You see, this is what I'm dealing with. Not only has my entire family been trapped in a well for a week, now my pizza's late.
Tired of blowing your nose the old-fashioned way? The tissues, the mucus, the blood? Well, now there's...
Got some junk wrong with your boat? Is your car, like, busted or something? Then duh, bring it to Lakeland Auto and Marine, like, now. Those guys fix cars and boats better than you ever will. That's a fact, Jack. So don't, like, get all up in my grill about it, or I'll knock you down with a shovel.
Scientists now know that this is what it sounds like when someone talks while a big pile of stuff is crashing on the floor.
And officials recommend using extra caution when crossing the Newport Clinton Moat. Local bears are attracted to the smell of the thick, murky water and have eaten several citizens who've stopped to dangle their feet off the drawbridge.
Well, what happened?
I don't know. I called the company, got put on hold, and then I heard what sounded like someone flipping through TV channels.
What? That's dumb.
I know. It made no sense.